like, why would you get the system going? Why would you have the thing up and running and then essentially pull down that, pull all that down, pull all the architecture that you built, all the infrastructure that you built, the culture that you've changed? Why would you change that 4 or 5 weeks later? We will not be doing that here. I'm not going to say to someone, oh, look, just wait us out, will you? Just wait 4 or 5 weeks and then you'll be able to go to the pub. No, if you make the judgment to not get vaccinated and you reckon you can wait out us or the publican or whoever you want to think you're waiting out, you won't wait out the virus, because the virus will be here for a long time and your only protection against it is being vaccinated. This will be well into 2022, well and truly into 2022. Then we're going to get into booster issue, so it won't be your first and second dose. It'll be have you had your third? And then the other issue will be, well, who knows what variant's coming? Who knows? Like, we don't. So we've got every reason to be confident. We've got every reason to be optimistic and upbeat. This is, the Victorians have done an amazing job, but that job includes us making some difficult decisions, and that's to keep people who are not vaccinated out of some of those venues that we've been talking about today.
How long do you foresee?
I can't put a date on it. I cannot put a date on it, but I can tell you this: it will not be when we reach 90%. It will not be, you know, anytime soon. That's going to function for a period of time well into 2022.
There's been reports that there's been thousands.
For instance, I'll give you an example: the Grand Prix is in April. I don't think there's going to be crowds at the Grand Prix made up of people who have not been double dosed. Just to give you a time frame. Doesn't mean it'll end the day after the Grand Prix, but that just gives you some sense. Please don't play that game of let's just wait them out and then we'll be able to do everything we want to do and have not got jabbed. No, that will not be the case here. And if you make that choice, it'll be a very long wait and you won't outwait this virus. If you're not vaccinated, you'll get it and you've got every chance of becoming very, very unwell.
Do